Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, we got a fun show today. I've got Tommy Olive, and you know that's always going to be a good one, so y'all stay tuned. Tommy.
Hey, Scott.
How are you? How have you been, sir?
Yeah, I've been cool.
Yeah, is this not crazy weather? You know, when it's 38 in the morning and 80 in the afternoon?
And yeah, and it, one day, what was it? What was it? It was Wednesday that it only got to be 60 or so.
Yeah, this is the time of year we have our charity golf tournaments and our charity clay bird shoots.
Yeah.
And we had four in a row. We had a golf tournament, charity shoot, golf tournament, charity shoot. The day of each of those events, it was rainy, windy. Not raining. God, please rain. Rain, please come. But miserable weather for those events.
Right.
And the day before and day after was beautiful. So when we had to work, it was beautiful. We'd go out in those events, it was miserable. So it hadn't been fair.
Well, but you kind of have fun, right? When you're clay shooting, you're kind of having fun, aren't you?
It was cold and miserable.
Do you shoot? Do you do it?
We do shoot.
Can you hit them?
I can hit some.
All right.
Not as good as some of those people, but I can hit some. But the golfing is, I'm miserable at it. I'm horrible. Horrible bad. I just drive around the golf cart and smile.
We should have a contest to see who's the worst.
I don't know. I'm pretty bad. I'm pretty bad at that. But it's always for a good cause. You know, so you get to give money to people that need it and help people out. So that's always a good thing. But the rain, oh God, we got to have some rain.
Yeah, a guy came in yesterday and said he was describing his yard, and he had used the olive oil, but it was he said it's not really greening up, and he said one spot is really kind of crunchy, and I said well did you water this winter? He said no, and I said you know I don't water much in the winter either, but you've watered the spring. He said well no, I said you got to water. It hadn't rained any.
It is
just drying out, and so yeah, we need to rain bad.
And one thing I was talking, we went down, just came back from the ranch, and from one weekend to the next weekend, this wind has been so strong, and you know this, that what it does to the grass, and it is horrible. It was bad a week ago, but from a week ago to this week, past weekend, it's just horrible.
Right.
Because we had such strong winds, too. It just dried it out.
The heat dries things out, but the wind, even on a cool day, dries things out. So, yeah, the wind.
In our yards and stuff. So, what are we going to do, Tommy? How are we going to help our yards, and what can we do?
Well.
Pray. I've been praying. We pray.
You know, and I've been convicted of, it's, you know, when the mayor calls for a day of rain, a day of prayer for rain, you know that it has always, I'm pretty sure 100% of the time, rained within a day or two or three.
But
you realize that?
Well, Madam Mayor, come on. We need you. We need you.
We need her because we need the rain. You're right.
We got to have some rain because there's nothing better than, you know, rain from above. So.
That's right.
What else can we do?
Well, we can turn the spigot on.
We got to turn the spigot on.
And we have to do that. And so anyway, that's the two main things is pray for rain and water some. I mean, you can't let it die. Doesn't take that much water to keep it alive. It may take, you know, a substantial amount to get it to grow. The ground is so dry that it's dry deep, and it's going to take quite a bit of water to rehydrate it. And if we don't get a rain pretty soon, so those that have better soil where the water will percolate down, you don't have to water as often. You got to get started and get it wet. So that inch and a half at a time, if you can put that much on, is important now.
I know one thing you can do, and it helps your grass. And I did it for fun, actually. I was kind of picking on my wife. I did it as a joke on my wife, and it helped you, I promise you, because I can tell you what I did. And I'm not a big Facebook person, but a couple of Sundays ago, I'm in the backyard. I'm looking out of my backyard, and it didn't look very good. It really had some bad spots in it.
Well, did you water in the winter or summer or not?
I didn't do a very good job.
Okay,
but I'm guilty of that, too. Yeah. I did a poor job
myself.
Me, too.
That's okay.
I did a poor job. And Claire was going to start watering those. I said, well, hold on. Let me go to the garage real quick because I haven't had about a half a gallon of the olive oil. And so I got it. I grabbed my little deal real quick. And I said, you're going to be watering anyway. So I put it together for her, you know. And gave it to her, and I said, hold on, she's out there. She had her hair done, and she did kind of look like Ellie Mae.
Clamping. Yeah.
She kind of did. Had her stuff on, and she wasn't supposed to be doing anything. She just had gallbladder surgery. So I started videoing her, and I said, you know, I'm just to do it. And she started, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do this. I thought, I'm just going to put it on Facebook real quick. Actually, I had somebody else put it on Facebook for me, to be honest. But anyway, I did. I'm amazed how many people responded. It was kind of funny.
Kind of fun.
But I also was amazed how many people said they were going to buy it. Folks, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all and give you the, I'm going to put it back on and show the result. In 3 days, just in 3 days, the little baby sprouts started coming back up. So I'm going to tell you, the water, for sure, we got to have water. But I'm going to tell you, your product helped amazingly fast.
Well, it's good to hear.
Well, it does. It works. And you can't say something to St. Angelo. If you don't say what the truth is, you're going to get in trouble in this town because it's going to be repeated over and over. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show it. I'm going to video for it just for you and just to show because I want something that works and helps my homeowners and helps our people here and our friends. But it works. And I'm going to show it. And, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
That's right.
And it's amazing. But I've also learned this. When you're taking the picture and your wife's doing the work, you're going to take a lot of crap from it because I did. They said, well, Scott, how come you're the one holding the camera and your wife's doing all the work? So I'm going to let her take
it. She made it look pretty easy. Kind of fun, didn't she?
Yeah, she made it look pretty, too, because she's a lot prettier than I am. So, but I did catch a lot of it. But it is easy.
It is.
It's a lot easier when you're holding a camera, too. But it did work, and it is working.
You know, so. I made it for 9 years before I promoted it, because you wonder, well, was it something else that made it succeed, or was it really this stuff? And but after 9 years, I kind of figured, well, this stuff works.
Well,
and that was 28 years ago.
Well, and this bottle I bought from you almost a year ago. It had been just sitting in my garage.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't hurt it to sit there either.
Correct. It does have seaweed in it, and it can coagulate and kind of ball up. And so did you use that screen?
Well, I didn't, Tommy, to be honest. But I did mix a little water with it because it was kind of heavy set.
Yeah. You shook it up real good.
Yeah, shook it up real good and mixed a little water with it.
Okay.
But it worked.
It probably
good.
Wasn't sitting there for a full year, but since last fall.
Last fall, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, 8 months, you know.
But, yeah.
But it worked good and didn't have any trouble with it. And so Patrick's come get some more. But it worked good. And I'm going to tell another story. You know, I told you, if y'all listen to our show, months and months ago, I said, Tommy, need to bring the pots in, get them filled up. If y'all don't know, Tommy is my pot dealer. Yeah, we get all our pot from Tommy.
Pottery.
Yeah, but it's funnier when I say
That's
it.
That's right.
I think anybody knows me. I might drink a beer or two every once in a while, but don't do that. But I do get all my pot from Tommy. And so told him and told Clarissa, Tommy said it wasn't time. So we didn't do any. Well, even right after surgery, which she wasn't supposed to do anything, but she doesn't listen to me. She was at Lowe's, but be honest with you, she was at Lowe's. She couldn't stand it. She bought some roses. Not very many, but a couple. You tell her that's what she gets for doing that. So she did it, plants them. And right there, right at the front of our
Looking
house.
Looking good.
In Bentwood, yeah, at Bentwood. And